Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to be able to hang out with you, and especially when I get to introduce you to people like Peter Johnston. Peter is an outstanding resource for us. He's a great management mind, has a great management mind. He's an outstanding professional negotiator and mediator. It's the way he makes his living. He's the author of Negotiating with Giants, Get What You Want Against the Odds. And we've been talking in past visits with Peter about how to do business with the big guys, how to reach up the ladder and pull some of that money back down into your small business. He's going to talk to us a little bit more about that right now. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Peter, this is, you know, the technical folks, the economists say we're in a recession, and have been, and they say we're going to be in one for a while. I am cautious about using that term. Not that I disagree with them, but you and I both know businesses that aren't doing so bad right now. They're actually, that company itself is not actually in a recession. They're doing okay. But I do think it's safe to say that everybody is unsettled and anxious about how things are going right now. What do you think?
Sure, everybody is unsettled. And I just came back from working with a smaller client that has a big giant as a client itself. And I think the best advice I can give in situations like we're in right now economically is that it's up to the smaller player to maintain steady state, to not be running wild, to not look desperate when they're dealing with these giants who themselves are dealing with so much uncertainty.
I've actually had the opportunity this year to be the calm one in work that I've done with big companies. You know, in other words, you know, in different projects that I've been working on with some folks, you know, I felt big, and one of the reasons, Peter, is because, you know, you've seen my gray hair. I didn't inherit any of that. I got those in previous recessions.
Exactly.
You know, my first recession was 1969. I got laid off in college. I was in college. I got laid off. And I also wrote a paper about that what caused that recession in college. And I've been involved in every one since then. So there are a lot of people right now, Peter, who are helping to run big companies, and they've never really seen what we're going through right now. Yeah, maybe they were around for the recession of 2000. Maybe they even were around for that little blip we had in 1990, 91. But they've never seen anything like we've got right now.
Yeah, and the challenges are clear. If you're selling to a giant right now, are they cutting back? Are they unsure whether they want to continue with you? Or do they just not want to talk about buying a new service from you? On the other hand, if they're selling you a service, that's an opportunity too. And I've been involved in a whole bunch of situations recently where the value that you can get as a smaller player from giants is also huge when they're reeling, because they're obviously looking for demand themselves, and there's a lot of room for negotiation.
It's the time to negotiate, isn't it, for everything?
Sure, and the prices that they've had, you think about on the consumer level, if you're dealing and buying a car, an obvious example, but We've heard about two-for-one deals recently, Giants selling to smaller players. Now, those are very vulnerable Giants, but there are very few Giants right now, giant corporations, that aren't feeling vulnerable. So that's on, if you're buying from them, it's an opportunity. If you're selling to them, it's an opportunity to be an anchor for them when they're reeling and looking at laying off people. And one of the big things you have to factor in, Jim, as you know, is that there are people you have dealt with or are dealing with right now inside those Giants representing them who will not be there possibly in January or February or March.
That's so a possibility,
Expanding that network inside and not just relying on one major contact, critical right now, so that you can move and, as necessary, deal with other people.
One of the things that I learned many, many years ago, decades ago, was whoever you're dealing with, at least have an opportunity to meet their boss and the person who reports to them. One up and one down was always my goal on that, Peter. Hold on to that thought. Peter Johnson is our guest. He and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base. And my blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find my blog there. You can find the articles that I write and my Brain Trust members write. You can find the archives of past interviews, thousands of those, on every topic under the sun that you can go and listen to. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we send you every week by email. Did I mention that that my blog is there, too, jimsblog.biz? You can link to there. So I hope you'll check all that out. Use it to your advantage. Everything is free. It's all available to you, thanks to our corporate partners who help us out with that. Pete Johnson is with us. Johnston, I should say. Peter Johnston. Peter D. Johnston is the name of the book, Negotiating with Giants, Get What You Want Against the Odds. And we're talking about working with big companies and both ways, buying and selling. And Peter, on the side where there are customers, one of the problems that you've got right now, I think, is that they don't know how to budget for 2009. Even though they're budgeting for 2009, but I think these companies are overreacting, and I think it's healthy for them. I think they have to do this. But I think they're being extremely conservative in their budgeting for 2009 so they don't get blindsided if another shoe drops. What do you think?
Sure, there's some of that. There's a lot of that going on, and of course, it doesn't serve anybody's common purpose if everybody is thinking the same way.
Right,
and that's where this can spiral downwards.
It's the cascade. It's the domino. But my reason for bringing that up, Peter, is because is if somebody's telling you right now we can't do this right now, in 3 months or 6 months, the case may change. Don't just because they've said, they reject your offer doesn't mean that in a few months, I mean, tell them, look, I'm going to check back with you. Let's don't let a few months of bad news ruin a relationship. Keep talking to them. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely. And I would say that if you're a smaller company supplying or hoping to supply a larger company, it's really right now about understanding. You can guess at what their interests are, but really understanding what their goals, needs, and concerns are, mm-hmm. because you want to be the solution, and you want to be part of that. And one thing that I've advised several of my smaller clients to do right now is go in, set up meetings with your giant, and review with them areas where you understand they have concerns and how you can add value in those areas, even if you haven't added value in the past in those areas. But this is a chance to remind people inside your giant client of the value, subtly, of the value you've provided in the past, of the value you provide today, mm-hmm. and how you can actually be helpful to them going forward, and not looking at you as an expense, but as somebody who can help bring down their expenses manyfold. So that's
especially
one thing
since
to think
especially
of.
Since many of them are laying off, as you said, they're laying off people. Some of the work that those people were doing still needs to get done.
Exactly. So this is with one of my clients, that's exactly a scenario that we were looking at, is how can we expand what we're doing right now to take over from those people and a lot more cheaply. So if you look at this on the positive side for smaller players dealing with giants, you can be a lot more steady state than those giants are given their numbers and the volumes they have to meet, and you can look for those opportunities to help them.
Now, let's talk about a couple of things you got to be careful about, though. You know, somebody the other day said 90 is the new 30. You know what that means, right? 90 days, paying you 90 days is now the new norm, whereas, you know, a year ago, you bill somebody you expect to be paid in 30 days. Now you might get paid in 90 days, and so 90 has become kind of the norm. You got to be careful, don't you, if you're extending that kind of credit to companies like this, that you've got the cash, you got the capital and the cash to weather a 90-day cycle. What do you think?
Sure, and that's where you want to be talking to your bankers and explaining what's going on with your cycle. The other way to think about that is I just reworked a contract for a client with a giant where we put in additional very substantial benefits for the giant, rebates, if they pay consistently in 2009 and aren't past 45 days in any single month, they're going to get a significant rebate back on their overall billings. So it's an incentive to them, and you're giving them an argument internally why this is the supplier that we want to pay. This is somebody that we want to pay more quickly than the norm because there's actually a financial benefit to it.
Do we want to talk? What about discounts? Should we be folding and offering discounts, or should we be sticking to our pricing guns? What do you think?
I think it is a time where you want to. When I talk about steady state and you being the one that is the anchor for your giant, if you've done your work and your homework in the past on how you're billing and setting clear standards that meet industry standards, are consistent with them, then there's an argument that says we're just going to keep billing at this level. And for a lot of giants, the benefit is that it's usually not a lot of money that you're talking about.
Right.
That said, this is an opportunity to be flexible with your billing if it's absolutely critical.
And also show them that you want to be a partner, that you realize that they're having a tough time and you've got to make a living, but show them that you want to be their partner in this. When we come back, I want Pete to talk to us about buying from them where you're the customer. Let's talk about negotiating for that kind of a deal. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Peter Johnston. Peter Johnston with a T, by the way, folks, Johnston. The book is called Negotiating with Giants. Pete, give us the website, please.
It's negotiatingwithgiants.com. And the book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all airport stores in the U.S.
And they can find out more about what you do and how you help your clients at that website?
That's right, or my advisory firm, Negotiation Advice International, which is at NAI Limited, or just negotiationadvice.com.
Okay, negotiationadvice.com, so check those out, folks. Pete, let's talk about doing business as the customer of a big company where they're trying to sell us stuff. And shouldn't we be trying to negotiate a little harder right now? Aren't there some sweet deals out there waiting to happen?
Sure, and that's where the marketplace should dictate what you're paying. And if the marketplace is coming down because of a lack of overall demand, then what you're paying should come down. And what you want to watch as a smaller company is keeping your pulse, keeping the pulse on that, and being doing your research away from the negotiation table to find out what others are paying. And this can change dramatically these days in terms of previous pricing. And don't be unduly anchored by what you've paid in the past. It could be considerably different now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your giant may come back to you and say, no, actually, our demand's pretty consistent and we would never do that. Well, you've got to test it, and that's not about being hard in terms of being positional on the negotiation. What you
right.
want to do, especially in the context if it's a long-term relationship, is just test, and that's through asking questions and seeing
right.
how they're responded to. So I would also be ready, if it's not a long-term relationship, if it's a one-off where you're buying from a giant, be ready to walk away and see what happens. Be ready to hang up the
You'll
phone
never
again.
Know how good a deal you can get until you're prepared to walk away.
Well, that's right. Whether you're in a car dealership or whether
that's
you're
right.
on the phone or with your giant, it's saying, you know what, let us think about it because we don't know if we want to do this right now. And as you get up to walk out the door, wait and see if they come after you. And if they don't, that's fine. You don't want to stomp out and hurt the relationship in any way. You
right.
can always call back the next day and say, I've thought about it. Let's do the deal we talked about. Or you'll see that they're ready to talk at that point. But
one of the things
say, that's the best test.
One of the things I've done is whenever I wanted to, I had a price I wanted to pay, I've actually written the check out for that amount and signed it. Like a
yep.
car. Like a car. I've gone to a car dealer and write the price of out that I wanted to for the pay for the car. And if you had just said, I'll give you this, they probably would say no. But if you put a signed check in front of them, there's something about the cash sitting in front of them ready to be spent that gets their attention, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And to take that one step further, I know people who have walked into meetings with a suit jacket on and four different checks in each corner.
And right.
depending on how the
yeah.
conversation's
yeah.
going, you pull out the one that's most appropriate.
That's exactly. I used to go into bids like that. I'd go in with two or three bids, and I'd look around to see who was there.
Yeah.
And when after I got there, I decided which bid I wanted to put in and see what was going on, you know.
Exactly.
What about one of the what? Let's talk about not being penny wise and pound foolish. You know, where you somebody doesn't come down to the level you want, but they've always given you good service, and then you got this new company, this new kid on the block, who's offering you a great deal, but you don't know about the service. But it's not that much better. Shouldn't we be careful to stay with the devil we know?
I think so, and absolutely, especially in times like this, the devil you know is better. If it's a significant spread in what you're paying, obviously you'll want to look at your alternatives, and that's the best protection you have is,
right.
Even though you have a relationship in place, just doing a little of that due diligence away from the table and gently introducing it into talks, not where you're saying, look, I went and talked to so-and-so, and he'll give me this price,
right.
but just saying, hey, the last thing I'd want to do is have to go to another supplier here.
Right.
And so let's really roll up our sleeves and see what we can do together.
I like the roll up the sleeves thing. Isn't this a
yeah.
time to start to use the partner word? I mean, we need to be doing more of that, don't we?
That's right.
I think this next year or so, we especially need to be partners in a lot of different relationships. Peter, thanks for being our good partner.
Hey, I always love talking to you, Jim.
Negotiatingwithgiants.com, is that right?
That's it.
And that's the book, too, folks, so check it out wherever books are sold. Hey, thanks, Peter. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, Peter Johnston, ladies and gentlemen, with a T. Don't forget that. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.